And it's WHYY at 204. Good afternoon. I'm Ben Abrams. Authorities are looking for 22-year-old Zamir Hughes, the masked man accused of terrorizing women near Philadelphia's City Hall in the early morning hours over the past week. WHYY's Corey Sharber has the details.
According to police, up to a dozen incidents involving Hughes allegedly harassing people in Center City around 10th and 12th and Chestnut Streets. Detectives said between 15 and 16 individuals were affected by these incidents. Hughes is already on probation for a crime in Montgomery County. For the City Hall incidents, he'll be facing felony and misdemeanor charges, including assault. Here's Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner.
You think it's funny to scare people? Well, get ready to get scared by us, because we got the handcuffs, we got the jail cell, we got the Philly jury that's going to tell you it's not funny at all.
Authorities believe the suspect has fled Philadelphia, saying he has a tendency to travel back and forth to the West Coast, including Los Angeles and Las Vegas. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
Today's selfies are instant and ubiquitous. Everyone has a camera on them at all times in their pocket. However, back in 1839, taking a selfie was no easy task. A Philadelphian named Robert Cornelius became the first to do so. Cornelius built his own makeshift device using dangerous chemicals. Historic Philadelphia's Johanna Dumphy says he had to sit completely still in front of the lens for around 15 minutes.
Just like humans have done throughout time, whether it's a cave painting or Van Gogh painting himself, we turn it back on ourselves.
To celebrate this feat, the historic district is throwing a festival celebration at Franklin Square tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The Phillies will host the Cardinals tonight at 6:40 p.m. to start a new series that comes after a sweep of the Marlins in the last series. 80 degrees currently in Philadelphia with mostly sunny skies. We're going to have increasing clouds tonight with a low of 66. It's WHYY.